you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What's up, fellow addicts? I say it for Ralph. It's Big J. Ralph's in Florida doing mom stuff.
And Molly.
And he's also doing Molly. He's tripping hard. He's on top of that guitar hotel.
Heard he's hippie flipping.
He's standing on the roof of that guitar hotel screaming, I'm a golden god. I'm a golden god. Sitting in for Ralph today is the great Josh Adam Myers joining us for a very special episode where we explore the ins and outs of a woman's pubis. We learn a lot. We learn about Shannon's lack thereof. She doesn't like to talk about it because she has alopecia of the pussy.
She got Jada.
Not her fault. She got Jada Pinkett Pussy. And we have our guest Lucy Sunflower coming in here. Always a great sport and letting us have some fun with her. We guess the muff. It's a whole fun time. It's a wild, wacky episode of the SDR show. And you can also get SDR show and other shows. Shannon, don't laugh. You could join the network. Some episodes are free first, but then after so many of them, they go behind a paywall, and the paywall's uncensored. You could pay, and then you could see the pussy thing, and a bunch of other shows. There's we have a black one. There's I think it's Rick and Morty something. Oh, Doped Up podcast.
No,
not on the network though, but aspiring. We also have some inspiring podcasts here. I see this background, though, when he does it.
The Michael Figg Show.
Oh, the Figgs Show.
Also not on the network.
No, that's not here either.
The Thing Is, Ding. Thing is on the network.
Thing Is, Ding. And, of course, the Tim Dillon Show.
Are you
GasDigitalNetwork.com, I think. Are You Garbage? Still a member of the Thing and Dice Clays. I'm over here
In Godfrey We Trust.
Godfrey We Trust. And, of course, Michael Bisping and Lewis talking all the day's news and Yo MMA Raps Are You Garbage.
And Orange and the Monster.
Enjoy
the silence.
Enjoy this episode of the SDR Show, everybody.
This is the intro to the shit show. Sex, drugs, and rock and roll. This is a hit show. Show me a tit show. Please, someone fuck the hoe. It's weed, I mean, it's hookers and blow. It's art, it's far, you need to know. The SDR Show. Let's go.
Oh, the SDR Show. Do you want to know where I go? Here I go with the SDR Show. Oh. That's how it should be.
That song is sang by the Dead Deads, by the way. The Dead Deads on tour. They're going to be at Webster Hall pretty soon playing with a band I don't remember who it is.
Are we adding this to our summer of music?
No, I'm out of town when it happens.
Oh, I don't know.
I think it's this Monday coming up.
The listeners have no idea, but me and Jay.
I'll be performing with Kick a Kid Rock, You Can Suck Me.
Oh, I am too. To everybody, just to give you guys a heads up, get ready to be berated, is that the word, with pictures of me and Bob.
Yeah, we're going to call him Bob this weekend.
We're going to be hanging with Bob Rock.
Josh jumps right in. Dude, let me introduce the show, you lunatic.
That's how it goes. Like when you have a guest host, I'm trying to show my dominance that I'm an alpha and a beta. I can play.
I can follow.
I'm bi.
I can dunk. I can pass. I don't know.
Defense. I can do zone or man to man.
I'm Big J. Okerson. Ralph is doing something with his mother in Florida and his twin, not twin brother.
He's a twin.
Yeah. Dude, his twin is your size, looks like you.
No fucking way, dude.
All my life.
For real?
All my life. Can you bring up a picture of Ralph and his brother?
Ralph's got a pituitary gland problem.
Yeah, but you notice they're twins. They're born in different decades, different days, different years.
Oh.
What? That's not twins.
It's 69 and 70.
Yeah, nice.
Okay. No. It was like, literally, it's like 1158 and 1203. In 69. One's like 69, the other one's like 1970.
I get it, what you're saying.
Okay. Yeah, their birthday is New Year's Eve.
Oh, okay. I understand.
Yeah, you made it sound like they were like, he's a twin, but was born 2 years apart.
Yes.
In another dimension.
He was stuck in his neck like a vesticle twin.
No.
It was making him give evil thoughts. And it looks like, though, his brother looks like it was something that came off of Ralph, though. It's so much smaller, the it's.
Chappelle
he's so much smaller.
Where is he?
Okay, so he's in the white shirt over here.
Yeah. That's Ralph's brother.
What? And they're twins?
They're twins. Ralph's 8 inches taller than him.
Is that the girl that killed the Ice King from Game of Thrones and the purple hair?
I didn't see it, but yeah. I'm just going to go with yes, it is.
Maisie Williams. I don't even know if that's her name.
And Ralph couldn't look more like his stepfather, which is my favorite thing.
What is the guy?
No relation.
Why does the guy on the far left have John Quincy Adams hair?
Oh, all right, easy. That's Ralph's stepfather.
I'm sure he's a very nice guy.
Yeah, he's a very, very
I didn't know
nice
he was
guy.
A Federalist.
No. Him and Ralph Civil War reenact together when he goes down there to visit. Ralph couldn't be here because he's doing the battle at Summit Hill. Ralph Civil War reenacting. Yeah, his brother's short. His brother's short. Much shorter than him.
This weekend, we're taking on subject matter from Chapter 3 of Ken Burns' documentary. We're each writing a letter home to a loved one that we will not see again.
Let me introduce our guest, everybody. Joining us Friday on this is the third, fourth time, maybe? At least.
More than that, five?
Probably five times. Five. She's a regular on the show. A lot of people are calling her the honorary third mic. This adult film star, the lovely... Lucy Sunflower.
Thank you for
if you
having
steal
me, guys.
My sunflower, I can take you there. If you steal my sunflower.
Lucy's busting into mainstream porn stuff more. I'm seeing her in some of the series ones. The last time you came in, you had just done Bang Bus.
Yeah, I was on the Bang Bus.
Nice. That's a huge accomplishment.
Thank you.
Dude, they're like, when you break into Bang Bus, Brazzers.
That wasn't Lucy that was in here when we were saying about. Who was that we were saying takes the Bang Bus? Like, you gotta worry if your wife takes the Bang Bus, everyone's actual transportation. It's like, I'm going to Cleveland this weekend. Look, I can either drive 8 hours myself or pay $3 and I get a...
Romy.
Yeah, I'm just gonna Bang Bus it up there, I think. Bang Bus comes by in about 35 minutes. Get up there.
Love it.
Actual.
It just pulls up and it's just playing, like the window rolls down and you just hear like...
At school, on Monday at school, they always give a kid a bag for their fucking Bang Bus tokens to get home to and from school.
Oh, God. Gosh. Yeah, but I'm going to go back to LA at the end of the month and I'm going to shoot a scene with Perf City, which is in
Perf City's big.
Yeah.
This guy loves licking asshole.
Yeah, it's going to be really? My second scene with them. It's going to be really cool.
I think his name's Mike Adriano. Am I wrong?
No. I don't think. No,
okay,
that's not
different
him.
Guy.
Different guy.
Different the person.
Yeah.
Do you know the male guy you're working with already?
Yeah, it's going to be three guys.
Three guys.
Nice. Yeah.
Is that the most you've ever taken on at once?
No. I've done gangbangs.
What's that? Like eight guys?
I think the last gangbang I did was six guys
Slow
when
down,
I was in
Josh.
Vegas. Yeah.
Just getting the details.
Stop.
And then I was in a glory hole. I did a glory hole scene last month in Vegas. I think I blew like eight guys. I think eight through ten.
Do you start zoning out around the fourth? Or do you focus and press?
It's more like I get in the zone.
Does the back of your tongue start to burn like you're smoking a cigar?
Nah. No. I don't smoke cigars. Yeah.
8 to 10, you don't know. And were they people, were they got, you met every guy before you did it?
One of them was actually one of my friends in the industry. So it was kind of cool. I got to blow my friend. And then he was in my gangbang the next day.
Really?
Yeah. It was really nice. It's great.
That is nice.
He's going to see her.
He goes, hey, guess what?
She's going to his house for Easter.
He goes, guess what? You blew me tonight. You didn't even know it.
Oh, well.
It's hot, but it's so hot. That's why I like glory holes, because like you never know who's going to be in there. Like,
but what if you would find out it's like, is there any dick that can come through that hole that would make you go, no.
As long as it's not a minor.
Yeah, no, of course.
That's it. I don't give a shit who it is.
Good coaching. Good job, Lainey.
Cut.
Good job, Lainey. She goes, I don't know. I guess I'd fuck a priest if he's over 18.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. As long as they're a legal consenting adult, I'm with it. Yeah, let's do it.
Wow, damn. Fucking Bobby's only 17 and a half. Sorry, dude. He's got a pituitary issue. He's one of those wolf boys. He's one of those wolf boys from Mexico. Don't make fun of him. We shaved his eyes and forehead today.
Have you guys ever done a glory hole? Like,
have I ever gone to a glory hole? Yeah. No, my assumption would be that there's always a guy sucking it on the other side.
But you've never been the guy? Oh, well, I mean, like, a girl, like, no, like, doesn't happen.
Have you, she basically said, have you ever glory holed it?
Yeah, anything, like, either side.
No, well, I would, I don't know what I would do. If you could smash your clit through a glory hole, I'll lick it, I guess. But that's one big clit. No, I'm putting my dick in a glory hole. No, my assumption would be on the other side of that glory hole is a dude sucking my dick. And yeah, that's why. But I've also never seen a glory hole in my life.
You've never been to like a gas station and in between, like, it's always like some random spot.
I've shit in a gas station twice in my life. Once was a child, once was an adult, and I couldn't get out of there fast enough. No idea if anyone's plugging cock through the doors.
That's scary.
Yeah, and why do you want someone to blow you who's also taking a shit?
Dude, I don't know.
I wouldn't want a hot girl to blow me while she was taking a shit. Yeah, I would.
I wouldn't mind it.
Blum.
Edit, Shannon. Don't even get me singing the negative part. I would totally let a girl blow me while taking a shit.
While you are taking a shit or she's taking a shit?
No way, dude. I don't even take my shirt off. You think I'm taking a shit in front of her? I'm appalled that you fucking fart in front of my girlfriend. I'm like, what's wrong with you?
Also, I don't know if she'd be able to get past you listening to old Stern episodes.
Also, you have to get through that. That is true.
Now, Gary, your COVID is, you know, you
can't answer that. Bob Bowie's here with us.
Bob Bowie. Oh, yeah.
You're not totally wrong.
I've been to 8 glory holes.
That's not true.
Nah.
You've never been to a glory hole in your life.
I wish, dude.
Bobby, glory hole ever? Have you seen one? Has anybody seen one?
I have.
You
That's
have?
What I'm saying. Yeah, you go to like a weird gas station and it's
Which
just like a hole in the thing.
Which gas station did you go to? Did you go there looking for
the Blue Oyster?
I was at the Blue Oyster Bar from Police Academy 2, not part 1. And yeah, dude, the glory holes, they rain rain free.
Shannon, have you ever glory holed either end?
No, I have not.
Would you find something hot about faceless dicks coming through a hole and sucking them?
No, I'd be so scared of like what the rest of the guy was on the other
That's
side.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. You're not worried if you could tell the guy's like fat or unattractive?
I think I can tell, but I don't give a fuck.
I don't see color at a glory hole.
I don't care. It's just dick. Who cares?
That'd be funny though if just a color came through. You're like, no. Why? I go, no, no reason. Don't read into it. Just
Your
no.
dick is purple. You must have that cock ring on tizzy.
Do you prefer in scenes like bigger dicks or does it not matter?
No, it doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter at all.
It doesn't really matter. No.
What's the smallest dick you'd say you're okay with? Bobby, drum roll?
I think like 4 inches.
You'd be okay with 4-inch dick?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, 4 inches.
That's
they could still do damage though if they're thickies.
You probably
yeah,
could.
Girth.
Yeah, dude,
girth
it's
matters.
All girth, dude. Girth
you probably matters. Couldn't handle this King Kong 6-incher I'm swinging.
Dude, I think I'm probably like 6.5, but I'm thick.
That's right. I heard that. You opened up my mouth like the Joker.
Yeah.
Oh God.
I almost broke a
Why
tooth.
Why so serious? Dylan's got 17 inches of dick. That's
I bet
too
that,
much.
Yeah, he's longy.
Too much.
He's got a D'Elia dick.
You think?
He's got a long Sharpie.
I feel like Dylan's dick curves up. Shannon, your thoughts?
I have never once thought about Dylan's penis.
Well, now's your opportunity. I say it's shiny unnecessarily because the skin's very taut. Are you listening? Ooh. Are you writing this down, Bobby?
How many colors?
See, there's it's pretty one good smooth color, but I will say that the veins... Like,
Ooh.
They have texture and color.
Ooh.
They pop.
Yeah, like Rocky 3 arms.
Yeah, it's very vascular dick.
Yeah.
Very vascular.
I think that's it goes up, and I'll say his helmet is actually smaller than the shit.
No. I see Rick Moranis' helmet from Spaceballs.
You do a crazy helmet.
I see a giant shield.
I love that.
Like a badge.
I'm saying he's got a thickie from the base that comes in a little bit, which...
He's got a long... I see long curves to the left, like almost like it was like Joel Embiid's. Not Embiid's. Who's the other guy? Greg Oden.
Yeah.
Kind of curves to the left a little bit. It's long. I'll give it a slight girth, but just long.
Okay. Dylan, can you end the mystery and press Tam for us, please? Dylan, if you could press Tam for us real quick. And,
you could let long shanks us. That'd be great.
Dylan, if you could put it on the glass real quick.
I don't have a bigger head, if that was to Josh's point.
Head's a little bit smaller, maybe even than the thickness of the
I
dick.
I think it's proportionate. It's good size. Also, we're curving to the left here.
Okay, Josh did say that. So you know what? It's somewhere in the middle, dude. Yeah. It's somewhere in the middle. We idealized it, and it's somewhere in the middle.
Yeah, you, between the both of you, you guys conceptualized my penis.
Bobby, do me a favor. Can you take a picture of me profile and really show my tits sit on my stomach?
Yeah, I feel like you have a nice penis.
Get a nice chunky shot of Jay.
Oh, do me a favor. Why don't you get right between my legs and shoot up at my neck while I'm looking down at you? What's wrong with you? Who does this to friends? I'm the only one who called you when you were dying at home.
Oh, shit.
Oh, dude.
It was AIDS, but he got the cocktail. He got the cocktail. He's doing fine now. He's living with it.
He's got ivermectin.
No longer dying from it. And that's what's important. Today, you're probably wondering, why is this tarp down? Are we sacrificing a kid? Yes.
Is somebody squirting?
Ooh.
Is there a squirt?
It's always possible. I'll tell you what. What we're doing today is shaving. We're shaving Lucy Sunflower's, I'm hoping, thick woolly bush.
You know what? This is kind of what I thought it was. So just so everybody knows, I'm going to pull the curtain back a little bit. I was supposed to bring a date to this, and you were like, I think this will actually, you're like, Josh, I would get it a pass.
I'm like, I know this guy. I know gay guys, and they don't like to laugh at my kind of humor. And Josh was like, Gary's the best.
I'm so sorry I'm fluid. I'm so sorry that I'm just like,
when the moon's in the seventh hour.
Incense ripples in time. Incense doodly doo, scoodly doo.
Our music jokes are for an older audience than Ralph. I like it. Bobby, anything else humiliating you want to do before I move on with the show at all?
Bobby. Yeah. Are we ordering food, by the way? Oh, I'm going to need a meal after I shave Bush.
So,
who's shaving me?
Well, that's what we're going to find out. We have a game in place here, and I think there's a few ways we could play this. I told Shannon to look up. Have you ever played the game guesshermuff.com when it was a thing?
Oh, God.
It's a pretty great website.
You have a lead on every good website.
Yeah, yeah.
You nipslip.com.
Yeah, for sure.
Pussyfootin.org.
I'm going to be able to tell you first if Miley Cyrus' titty popped out in Brazil yesterday. Oh.
CelebritySnatch.com.
Right, now you're just making up names and it's classless.
IRS.
Now, what you're doing right now is classless. No, it was I think it was guessermuff.net back then or something. Even I used to watch when I was on breaks from filming Z-Rock. Me and Dave Smith would play Guess Her Muff. It was so fun with staff and everything. And it shows you a picture of a girl.
Uh-huh.
And it didn't even really seem to be, maybe this is different. I'm not sure what Shannon found today. This was like girl, just a regular girl. It didn't seem like a done up or like a porn set or a photo shoot. Just a girl in jeans and a t-shirt or her underwear or whatever. Does she have a muff or not? And there was a few choices. There was trimmed. Is this an actual game one, Shannon, or did you make the game sort of?
So on my computer at home, I looked up guess the muff on Reddit, and then there used to be one, but it was archived. There were no pictures. I looked, then there was a blog spot, no pictures.
That was the one I used to go to, guesshermuff.blogspot.com. It just hit me.
Yes.
Gone.
It's gone. But Dylan just pulled
probably up. Revenge porn laws, nerds.
Yeah, I was looking up Guess the Muff. Dylan just looked up Guess Her Muff. So I have like 15 pictures, but it may be easier to just go.
But my question is it where you click a button on your guess and it shows you the picture?
Yes.
Okay, so I'm saying, we play it like that. Okay.
Yeah.
As long as they have that thing. So
did all that work for no reason.
So what I thought was we could, the three of us play the game. In the effort that who wins the game gets to pick the design for your new muff.
Okay.
And then whoever does better out of me and Josh actually shaves the muff.
How thick is it right now?
Josh, don't be that guy.
I want to know what I can do.
No one asks a lady that.
I want to fade.
You want to see it?
Can I do an undercut like a Beckham?
Absolutely.
Beckham,
we'd love to see it.
Okay.
Also, it's Dylan's 16th birthday, so he's excited.
Dylan, get in here. Move your hard lemonade.
Yes. So
it says right there. Oh wow, that's
fantastic.
A robusty.
Yeah.
Yeah, really?
She's grown. It's grown.
Yeah, for sure. I'm fine with that.
It just stops there. It stops at the vagina.
It doesn't go underneath.
Okay.
And what I will say, you mentioned squirting. What I will say, interestingly enough, I may have said this on the show before. I dated a Greek girl for a little while. She had a crazy hairy pussy, which for the novelty of that for the first few months was fantastic. And then one day I was like, how do you ask her to shave it? You know what I mean? Like, I was like, I don't have. So I was like, oh, I put it in like a sexy thing. Like, let me do it. And I shaved it. And she was still to this day one of, if not the most projectile squirt. She had no idea, because that's how thick her pussy hair was, that it captured, I mean, a liter of squirt every time this girl came. It was nuts. And she never knew because her hair was that thick.
Damn.
Ah, it's the quicker Greeks. Picker. It's Opa.
The quicker, thicker picker upper.
Oh, that blue liquid would have been sopped up.
Oh, shit. Lekka just knocked over a water bowl.
You got to get Rosie. Remember Rosie?
Rosie, get in there and dipsy do your dunkaroo.
So, does that all seem good with you, Lucy? Do you like the idea of that game?
Yeah. Yeah, let's do it.
Play the game. Whoever wins overall picks the design. Whoever does better out of me and Josh. Does that sound good, Shannon? Does that sound fair?
The winner shaves or the loser shaves?
I need a girl to say it out loud.
Yes, that's a great idea, Jay.
Thank you. I think this winner, is perverse.
I think the winner gets to shave, right?
Yeah. That'd be fucked up to make it the loser.
That's what Josh asked
Loser
me.
Has to shave her pussy? Is that what you asked?
Josh. I'm high, dude.
You are. You're not high at all. Yeah, you didn't smoke with me.
I've been smoking my little doodad. I don't like flour like that before I do talky stuff.
Mm. All right.
That's what? More of like a, we're gonna sit back, watch Hoarders, you know, Sad Sack Monday.
Oh shit.
I think I gotta bring back Sad Sack Mondays. Hoarders and Intervention.
We haven't had a night where we just fucking kick it.
The last episode of Intervention, dude, I said this made me laugh the other day. Remember Ashford and Simpson? Solid as a rock. The couple that sings that song?
No.
You never heard the song Solid as a Rock? My point was, they look like a couple, like a success story on Intervention. Like a couple who just got out of Intervention, did good for a couple months, just got it together.
They wrote Everyone the theme song. Flower rain on your mane.
So, yeah, Ashford, yeah. They look like a success story from Intervention, don't they?
Dude, Is that
my kids back.
Is that Vernell from Earth, Wind, and Fire?
Oh, Nick Ashford. Lainey, these kids don't know Ashford and Simpson. But right, watch Lainey's laugh. Doesn't Ashford and Simpson look like a success story from Intervention? Nah, I feel like a forced laugh.
You're talking.
I heard it from in here.
You're talking. Shut up, Shannon. You should have laughed hard, too. That was good.
I laughed the first time. You
son of a bitch bastard. Hey, guys, real quick, let's talk about one of our awesome sponsors over here at the SDR show. It's a new one, too. And we've been drinking this now at the studios here for a while. And it is sent to us by knotfestbeerpit.com, everybody. It's for fans of the show. You're going to love these beers, available at Knotfest, KNOTFEST, Beer Pit. Yeah, it's linked to Slipknot.
It is? It's metal beer?
Yeah, it's beer for metal fans, that's for sure. It's curated with aggressive flavors for metal lovers.
Hops and flames.
Yeah, this one. 5% alcohol and drum solos.
All right, it's 5% alcohol, but it's 100%.
Each can's been screamed at by a guy in a mask.
They hit the kegs with sledgehammers.
Listen, if you like this show and you like beer and heavy metal, you probably do. Check out Knotfest Beer Pit, KNOTFEST, Beer Pit, BERPIT.com. It's a long one, Knotfest Beer Pit. And every month, they're going to send you 8 beers from 4 breweries. The beers are hand-selected by the Knotfest music and beer curators. So enjoy some beers that pair well with whatever hard rock or heavy metal you're listening to.
Can I tell you something?
Yes.
I don't know if they need a jingle, but I've got one in my head.
Go for it.
And it's like, Knotfest Beer is going to burn you up.
No, but it's not Knotfest Beer. It's Knotfest Beer Pit. It's the beers that are available at Knotfest. So Knotfest Beer Pit.
Knotfest Beer Pit. It's gonna burn you up.
The only place you're gonna fuck a woman 20 years older than you.
You're going to the show with your aunt and your cousin. One of them's gonna lose their shoes and get drunk and pass out in a bush.
You know it's not gonna piss you off while your Aunt Carol's crying because she lost her shoe and someone decked her in the face? Knotfest Beer.
They don't give a
from Knotfest Beer Pit. Knotfestbeerpit.com, everybody. We are loving these beers here. Knotfestbeerpit.com. All right, let's get back into it.
All right, show me a pussy. Let me guess who it is.
All right. Who is this guy?
I'm high. Fuck it. Show me pussies and let me leave. I'm comfortable, Josh. Super relaxed and
comfy
in the pocket.
Josh. Yes, please. Terrible. Let's go to our first
Yeah.
Sorry that I'm actually producing the show right now. I've got Ralph in my ear.
Oh, okay. Right, in ready. 3, 2, send it.
I used to work out with her at CrossFit.
My guess on this is Bush. What's the choices?
Bush or no Bush?
Bush.
Oh, this is
or
just...
I guess you can say the type of hair.
Well, if you're going to say Bush, we should have to specify the type of hair.
Yeah, so Bush, manicured, or bald.
I'll let you go first.
Bush.
You just say Bush flat out. Yeah. Full Bush. That's what I was going to say, too. In the interest of having double answers, I'm going to say manicured.
I am, just to play it fucking Looney Tunes, going to say bald. She got caught up. She got caught up with that, and she had it all fucking lasered off, and now she's mad.
Oh, really? I thought you were going to say something like she, like, nicked it, and it was uneven, so she was like, fuck it, and start over.
Nah, she goes bald.
Okay. And by the way, here's what we'll also switch around who goes first, so everyone can get a chance to have the first pick, so they don't feel like they're getting the third option.
Well, no, but I think we all could... Can we re-pick? It's just a matter of who gets the most right. We're gonna guess the same thing. Somebody's gonna be like, dude, that's 100% Bush,
right?
And you're like, I can't.
But Josh, it might not be 100%. That's the fun of the game.
I get it, but
they wouldn't
saying,
make it a game if it's always obvious. We all think this girl's got a bush. Look, she's by trees and shit.
She's an undercover freak.
Her
dude.
Stupid nips are pointing all different directions and shit.
She looks like my friend Joel's wife.
I don't know, dude. She looks like she fucking writes in the woods a lot.
I think she's a realtor in Indianapolis.
I love it.
It's Bobby Hutch's sister.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What is that? Is that
full bush?
It's a bush. She got the bush.
I wouldn't call that. She's it is manicured, older. But it's not manicured.
It's not,
so that's full bush. Yeah. Yes, I'm saying. No, I said Lucy
got a
wins.
Crust.
You got a couple of grays in there.
It's not gray. That's a crustacean.
No, you're talking lower. Lower, there's definitely, that might be a toilet paper crumb, quite honestly.
Dude, I told you this. When I used to DJ at the strip club, there's a mirror right before the entrance to the stage. There's by the curtains. And every girl, I'm talking every single girl that worked. Every girl, right before they go on stage.
Top to bottom, whole roster.
They bend over. Look at their butthole. Make sure there's no fucking toilet paper crumbs.
I love that.
Slap it. Go out there.
Yeah. That sounds good. Good job.
That's money.
Great.
I've seen a tampon string fall out of a strip club before. I was like, you should have handled that better. That is not good.
You need a Tim Tebow tuck that.
I appreciate coming to work on a day you probably didn't want to come to work, but that's a weird thing.
I know you feel bloated, but... You know, we're looking at your birth canal for a dollar.
Let it bleed, I say. I had a shirt that said that. Let it bleed.
Build that wall. Let it bleed.
Jesus Christ. All right, ready for the next one?
I am.
Ma'am.
100.
Manicured.
Shaved.
Well, all right, Josh, I guess you go first this time.
It's okay. I say shaved.
He's such a bully.
Manicured.
Well, it's not Bush.
I think he's like really just
Bush.
Excited to see pussy. I don't blame him.
She's hot.
Yeah, she's hot.
I would go on a date with her.
Yeah, she's
congrats.
Hot.
Oh, congrats her. Oh,
I love that.
Shanna, see if you could forward her a message. Let her know that Josh will do her the favor.
After that, can you click on racist GOP hard at work being racist?
Oh, I save hairy pussy for that.
Hairy? Ooh. Spicy choice.
For racist GOP.
Spicy choice still.
No, I'm going to do it just to be. Oh, if we can guess the thing, I'm saying shaved. I'm saying bald.
Everyone's answers are in, right? Okay.
Oh, she has awesome titties.
Yes! Manicure.
Yeah.
She has a
like I said, a little skiddly-doo on her woo-woo.
Josh, 1. Lucy, 1.
Yes.
Jay,
yes.
0.
Right.
Looks like I'm shaving puss.
Ready?
Tight fade.
Yeah.
Oof. Who's first?
Me this time. I'm going to say shaved, but unpleasant looking.
Manicured.
Bush.
And
Bush.
The answer is?
Yes!
Well, wait.
It's kind of manicured.
No,
though.
See, that's going up to her belly button.
That's manicured.
That's going up to her belly button. No,
but the lips
are manicured.
But the lips are
that's
shaved.
Bush, dude. Now we can't see nothing. We're so close to so much bush. She zoomed into all that bush.
She got lost in the bush.
It's like Lawnmower Man.
Oh, I think
I am at a point.
The computer's learning.
Oh, hold on. Chill the fuck out.
Dylan it's may have lost it becoming forever. Aware. That's manicure, dude. I'm sorry.
That's bush, bro.
It's manicure. It's a rectangle.
Bro, that's going up to her belly button.
It's not. She just
She's
has,
got the Kramer.
It's going. It's, she has a bit of a gunt. It's just going up the gunt, dude. But the yeah, lips are the lips are bald. Yeah. Manicure.
Yo, can you put a poll up on the live chat?
It's manicure, dude. That's a manicure pussy.
I think I get a half a point.
Shannon, what do you say?
It's a really hard because it's Thank not like a, it's not a hard line mm-hmm. of where it would be shaved.
Yeah, but
it
the sides and above
scraggly.
It.
That shit's scraggly is, and yeah. wild.
So maybe it was manicured and it's grown in a little bit.
It's bush, dude. It's unmaintained.
I don't know.
I think you're wrong. Dude.
It's the up lips... to her belly button, bro. They trim. They don't. That looks. It's... She's got
you
like.
You don't
a
know
pad.
Where the fuck her belly button is. You live in this world of speculation. You just talk and you don't think or look.
It's right fucking there, dude.
Calm down. It. Why are you so shot out of a cannon on this bush thing? Chill out.
Okay.
You're gonna
so...
shave pussy.
I'm
tonight,
shaving
dude.
Sniz tonight, oh, whether you like it or not. I just knock you out and grab the clippers.
Goodness gracious.
So I don't know, who do you guys think
I'm sorry this 23-year-old doesn't want to fuck her dad's friend anymore.
I don't know.
I don't know what to do with this one.
Yeah. Is it a draw then?
Should we do half a point.
Okay.
Half a point for who said bush, half a point for who said manicure.
Okay. Those two. I'm still sitting on zero. It's 1.5 to 1.5 to 0.
Nice.
You fucking suck, dude. Right, here we go. I'm first this time.
One moment.
No.
Okay. Yeah.
Lucy's first. Chill out.
Let him
dude.
Go first. It's fine.
Damn,
it's
so dude. Hot. She's seceding to you.
Whatever.
Nah, it's all good. I'll go second.
Okay. Good boy. Shaved.
I'm second.
By the way, real quick, okay. In the chat, most of the people are saying the last one was manicured.
Yeah. All right.
That's so, lies.
So if you want to, if you, yeah, we'll give it to them.
Sorry, guys.
Full, that was for right. Josh?
No, I said manicured.
Okay.
For this one.
All right, no, respect the chat. I like them to be the decision makers. Mm. I'm going to go manicured.
I was going to go manicured, but for the chance of possibly winning a point, I'm going to say bald. Yes.
Yes.
Got some stubble.
Look who's in the... Shut up. That's shadows.
God damn.
Put
you.
It in the chat.
You're
Is that full
like,
bush?
You're like a
That's
pussy
bush.
Critic. You're like a pussy critic.
It's
what
perfect.
The fuck?
What are you talking about? I love the lips. I love the design of it. I think it looks beautiful. She's gorgeous.
Yeah, she's hot.
She's really hot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's no design, though.
It's weird that she has a Stone Masters logo up there. She has the Shriners.
A bit of a sharp chin, too. I always like to point out why I wouldn't fuck them, because I know they wouldn't fuck me anyway. I like to put it out there why I wouldn't fuck those girls.
All right, judging by this one, I'd say, that's me.
Fully shaved.
What point amount do you want to go to here?
How many pictures do you have?
I feel like unlimited, because I still have like 15 that I pulled from home.
Ooh. First to five?
Okay.
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 All right, here's the next one.
Who gets to, yeah, you're going first, right?
Yeah. You go first now. Come on.
Bush.
Bush.
Manicured.
I'm going to go, oh yeah, don't, Jesus, relax. What's happening? You guys don't want me here? I'll leave. I'll take my White Claws and I'll go.
No, leave me one. I love you.
I say, who said manicured? What'd you say, Josh? Bush?
I said bush.
Manicured.
I'm going to go with bald again.
Meow.
Look at those eyebrows.
Yeah.
I love her socks.
Oh.
Whoa, she got champagne.
Manicured.
Ah! She's killing it. What happened? Is she going to shave her own pussy?
No. Whoever wins out of us shaves her pussy.
Oh.
Yeah.
If she wins, though, she gets to choose the design.
Yeah, okay, yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Yeah,
I get to decide the design.
All right.
Yay.
Next.
Yeah. Because if she wins a game, we will then give her own rights to decide what her pussy's going
to
look like.
I know. I'm so excited to choose.
If this, we would be such gentlemen if this was the 50s. I want to say bush, but it looks like it's almost see-through. I don't see. I think bush.
Manicured.
Bald.
Mm.
Okay.
Baldy.
Bald mom pussy, huh? Maybe.
Yeah. That's manicure? That's manicure, but it's bald. The puss is bald. She's got a Randy Johnson.
No, but she still has a bush. So bald is bald.
She's got a nut bumper. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, that's bush. So you have three now.
She's killing it.
That was Lucy?
Yeah.
That's four.
Holy shit. We're getting sucked. Housed.
I want to go to like seven or something.
Maybe we should go to seven.
I know my pussy. I know my fucking pussy.
You need your pussy hair.
Zero. No, you only have 1 point. Oh. Oh
come on. This
pig. Lucy, you're first, babe.
I'm just. This is hard. I'm going to say bald.
You can just look in her eyes and know it's bush. You can tell she's worn out. She's tired. She's had a full day. She don't have time to shave or sniz. That's bush, if I've ever seen one.
I'm going to say she has a lot, but it's manicured.
Okay.
Bald.
That was Lucy, right?
Yeah.
Killing it, Lucy.
Lucy knows pussy.
I'll tell you what, dude.
Bo knows basketball, and Lucy knows pussy.
Some of that, her nipples and her belly button, she looks like Mac and me. Do you guys see it?
Yeah, I see it.
Can you put up a picture of Mac and me? I don't know why. I'm the right kind of stoned. Did you see Mac and me yet?
Yeah, I've seen it. It's perfect.
Oh, oh, you got to show the mouth, though. The belly button is the mouth.
Oh, no.
Side by side it.
Oh, God.
Go back there.
Oh, shit. Fucking terrible. I love it.
She's hot. She has a Mac and me body and a manicured bald pussy. Ah, fuck, that was funny.
That's a goodie.
Okay. Who said you said manicured again?
You're like, oh, yeah. Shit.
Is that five?
No, I said bald.
Oh, yeah. Did you say bald? She nailed it.
Yeah.
So she has five already.
Yeah.
Two more.
Okay.
Jesus, we're getting fucking housed.
You're getting housed. By the way, the problem is also me and you only have one apiece.
I have 1.5.
No.
They took that 0.5 away, yeah.
I took it, yeah.
We're only halfway through. You can go to 10 if you want.
10.
Well, let's see.
I'll get to
we'll see if 10. We're back in the game.
We're having fun.
Now that we're at 5 points, do you want to do double or nothing? To 10?
No, okay. She's going to beat us faster.
Okay.
Oh, Mac and me, body. Oh,
yo, this
man.
This girl built like Event Horizon.
She has a landing strip. How about that? Could it be a 2-point thing if you call out like a specific like triangle, something
Ooh.
Like that?
Because
I'm saying landing strip.
Daring.
1.5.
Okay.
Shannon, I know you love dealing in decimal systems. You used to be a librarian, but. Please.
Okay, 2 points. Bald.
I'm going bald, too.
Learn your pussies, people.
Bald.
No, that's a landing strip,
dude. That's bald.
No, that's a landing strip.
That's bald.
That's her line.
Right, that's down the middle.
That's her crotch line.
Oh, you think it goes all the way up to her belly button or pussy line?
Zoom in.
I know it's bald. I'm joking.
The computer.
Oh, is it, though? Or is it bald? We'll never know now.
It's bald.
All right. 6-2-1.
I got a point. Yeah, I got a point.
Okay. Congratulations.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
I have a strategy.
Feeling myself.
Oh, this is simple. Landing strip.
Bald.
Landing strip.
Josh, stop trying to take my 2 points, you fucking jerk off.
Why do I have to go bush? When it was bush.
Should have said bush. Oh. Should have said bush.
It looks like trimmed bush, though.
It is trimmed bush, but I think she doesn't grow a lot of hair. I think
that's still
bush.
Yeah, that's bush. That goes up to her butthole.
Yeah.
Is that nobody? Did nobody say bush?
Yeah.
No one said bush. She has Jada Pinkett pussy.
Damn.
Okay.
Manicured.
Seems like a nice lady.
I'm gonna go bush.
Landing strip.
Survey says.
Wait, did you guess yet?
Yeah, manicured.
Okay.
And what did Josh say?
Bush.
Yeah.
Okay. Bush. Come on. Fuck.
Damn.
Bald.
Ew.
Damn.
No, I hate this girl.
She got pulled chop pussy.
Did anybody say bald?
No.
Nah.
All right.
We lost the mojo, guys.
Damn.
What happened to our bush star?
Bald.
Oh, this is classic landing strip.
Yeah, landing strip.
Josh, please, God, stop trying to double up my points with me.
I'm not trying. Then fine, I'll do the other one. That's I'm trying. This is what I think it is.
Just let him. Come on.
Dude, Josh came in fucking on. I asked him to do the show. He's been ornery as a fuckless since he's been in here.
I'm having the most fun ever.
It looks like you're going to pass out and you're going to drunkenly hit a woman.
Show me the pussy.
You're wearing a flannel too. He goes, shut up, you prick. Grab me a beer. I may not be your dad, but I am fucking your mom.
Oh, wow.
All right, what do we got?
Full red bush.
But then that goes along the lines it's of manicured. It looks trimmed by the lips.
It's manicured.
No, it's not manicured.
No, it's like the edges are.
That's yeah, it's all over the place.
Oh, yeah, it's got sideburns.
Ginger pussies always look like somebody just smacked them before they took the picture. Wake up. And then just fucking snaps a picture.
That's also no one, right?
Nah.
Somebody slapped their pussy.
Pussy slap. Nut check.
Wake up.
Hey, real quick, let's talk about one of our great sponsors over here at the SDR show. For fans of ours over the age of 21, you know who you are.
Me.
Yeah, all the ones Ralph's blocking. I want to tell you about my newest favorite vape pen from MePod.com. This thing, I keep describing it the same way, why I love it. It's the grip. The pull's fantastic. The flavors are great. But I like holding this thing, dude. It's got a nice weight to it.
Yeah.
It's a thickie. And it's just like, oh, I don't know what I love about it so much.
How are your clouds?
Oh, they're fantastic.
Thickies?
No, it's got a, yes, great pull. And this is so much better, obviously, than conventional smoking. It smells less. You could use it indoors. This has helped so much on places where I can't smoke it in my house, particularly. I'm on a high floor, so to go smoke is a real project. So MePod's been getting me through where I've been smoking actually much less. They have refillables, and they also have disposables, which I prefer. They have a wide variety of flavors and vape juice options, and they also have a wide variety of vaping options for 420 consumers, too. The cool kids. What's up, dudes?
What's up, man?
Oh, did you guys just click on? What's up, dudes? also, MePod has the fastest shipping available, with most orders shipping out by the same day. So if you're a vapor or a smoker, you're going to love MePod. Support the sponsor that supports the SDR show. And if you use the promo code SDR at MePod.com, MIPOD.com, promo code SDR, you're going to get 15% off your order. How about that? One more time, it's MePod, MIPOD, promo code SDR. You're going to get 15% off. All right, where were we?
Okay.
Poppy, get in here. I have some more unflattering poses I want to get into.
Oh, sweet. They're having a Passover stage.
Manicured. Oh,
if I've ever seen a landing strip.
Manicured.
Bald.
You slut.
Yeah.
God damn it.
You bitch.
Whatever.
Bald and pierced. Mm.
So what is it? 3-1-7?
5. 315.
Ooh, Josh is still in the game.
Creeping.
Okay.
My ornery ass.
Hold on.
Shane doing great.
Okay.
No, you're doing so good. This is fantastic.
Okay, we may be out of the ones from the site, so I'll go to mine. All of mine are nude, though, so I have to, like, zoom into
Shannon, what? These are, what?
They're her pictures?
Different pictures of you in states of pubis?
Yes.
States of pubis.
Okay.
Shannon, that is not you. A dick. How about dick? I'm guessing dick.
She got those creatine titties.
Yeah, what the fuck? Was somebody break into a gymnastics compound?
Manicured.
This is bald if I've ever seen one.
I'm going to say doctor made. Man made.
Is that really what you're saying, Jay?
Yes. No way, that's real.
Bald.
Oh, fuck.
No way, dude. That's my Uncle Barry
nice
with a...
She has a nice pussy butthole combo.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Damn.
She'll break your dick off and fucking clean and jerk your cock.
Yeah, she looks like a guy named Dan.
Dude, she let deadlift in my dick.
But she has a nice pussy.
Nice pussy,
yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, it's really nice.
Strong chin.
Really has to make up for the stern talking to you're going to get afterwards.
She's the Bill Cowher of porn stars.
I mean, Jesus. She's got a face for a mustache.
I love it.
Josh said bald, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's...
I think there's a little... landing strip at the top of that, though.
Nah.
No, wait, go back. That's zoom bald. In. Zoom in, though.
Wait, yeah.
Hear me out.
It's a mole.
It might be a mole, but it might be landing strip.
Nah, dude. Give me the point.
Nah, that's a ball.
Buddy, I don't. Doesn't matter to me. I said cock, so I lost.
Give me the point. It's bald. Her butthole. Yeah. She got a nice butthole.
What's the score, Shannon?
It's 4-1-5.
I'm gaining on you, guys. Here's where I come into it now. Now
Let's
I'm catching
go.
My stride.
Let's go. All right,
hold on. Watch this, Bob. I might get a look. Landing strip.
Oh.
Manicured.
A fucking landing strip. Come on.
Manicured.
It's mani. It's It's not a bush. I gotta go bald, man. I feel like she's hot too.
Yeah,
bald.
She's hot.
She kind of looks like Alex P. Keaton's girlfriend in the final few seasons of Family Ties.
His wife?
Yeah, in real life.
Yes, Tracy something.
Bald.
Damn.
Boo. Yeah, dude.
So Josh and Lucy are tied.
Yeah, look at that. Cool. Way to mix it up, Shannon.
I'm just going in order because I'm gonna lose track.
Oh, and let me guess, did you keyword search at the same time? This is all the hair, this is all the full bushes, this is all the ball, this is all the landing strips. We must be past the landing strips, because I thought the odds were there'd have been a landing strip by now. Bobby, you're not with me.
He's just excited to see the pussy coming on the screen.
Bobby.
Yeah.
Underage? I don't know, Shannon, fucking no pussy hair
bush.
Yet? If
bush.
It is a bush, it's the first crop, that's for sure. Oh my God. Oh my God, we're going to prison.
You should be looking at this.
Oh my God, we're going to prison. This is a ransom note.
No, we're good. We're good. We're good.
I don't know.
Kim Congdon?
I don't know. I'm going to say Bush, and I'm going to fucking no, Bobby.
Landing strip. That's what I think. Oh
shit. Landing strip. Double down landing strip. I want my 2 points.
Josh.
Jesse Landing Strip, I'm going to acid on your face.
I'm going, yeah. Fuck, man.
I don't have any acid. You can answer whatever you want.
I'm going to go. It's a bald or bush? Mm-hmm. Bald or bush. 1, 2, 3, 4. Does anybody have a wheel I can spin with ones and twos on it?
I think they have one at the stand.
Okay. Joe Rogan show? Perfect. I'm going to go bush. I don't know what it is, but something's drawing me towards that.
Bobby?
Yes!
Bobby?
Bobby screwed you.
Yo. Yo.
Yeah, but I got it too.
Fuck
I know,
dude.
But I said bush.
That?
And Bobby told you, no, this is the landing strip. And I changed my
that
answer.
That is the thickest bush I've ever
I had
seen.
A feeling it was going to be some girl from Mongolia or a place I've never heard of.
It is as black as night.
They don't know what razors are where she's from.
She's Billie Dee Williams.
Yeah, she's
pussy.
Hot, though.
Sure.
Yeah, very cute.
She's cute.
God,
she also works.
I'll be honest with you, you'd probably rather land on that than an actual landing strip. I mean, you're going to come in for a landing. You want the whole thing to be.
I think she's
up.
Laying on the couch in a hotel that she cleans at.
Oh, I'm livid.
So it's still tied between Josh and Lucy.
Let's go.
Okay. Oh, this girl looks pretty young, too.
Oh, goodness.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, oh my God. No. That's, she's got a nipple pierced, so she's at least 18.
She's definitely emancipated. She's 15,
bald.
But it's okay. She's emancipated.
Bald.
For sure bald. This will be the landing strip.
Landing strip.
Mm.
Come on.
Ooh. Oh.
Full bush.
No, that's...
You're going to argue that's manicured.
That's
Josh, you don't make any sense.
It's like a perfect V. There's been some trimming.
The
it's
other person
like
had
wild.
A perfect rectangle. You
the
said
other,
it was full
the
bush.
The other girl's pussy was completely unkept, and you could tell that that's a bush. This, dude, this is like...
All right, Josh, noted. She got it. It's full bush.
Yeah.
It's not manicured.
You're full bush.
Yeah. I am full bush. No, I'm manicured.
Got a machine head!
Next picture, Shannon.
So the quality's not great on this one, but you'll get it.
You don't mean that.
It's from 1980. Oh my God.
Bush.
That has to be Bush. I mean, those nipples give milk well beyond having children.
I'm going to go bald. I know it's
the only
Bush.
Choice.
It is Bush, though. It's Bush.
Okay.
All right. Everyone says Bush.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, but man, it's.
I would have argued landing strip.
Like, is that is a thick strip?
It's a thick strip.
Nah, it's ball. No.
It's like everyone. It's a wash.
It's a wash.
Motherfucker, I'm defeated. Can you feel in the show's energy?
I'm fine.
I need a dub. Man, do I not know pussy like I thought I did all these years?
Oh.
Manicured.
Strip. This is strip.
Bald.
Did you give one, Lucy? Sorry.
Yeah, manicured.
Let me just go outside. Can you go outside. What's the We're score? Who's We're got 15
it,
by now?
We're killing it.
It's still tied, Lucy and Josh.
At what?
We know Seven. Pussy.
Seven.
So now we're just trying to find out who gets to pick the design.
And who... Oh, yeah, you're right. Yes. Yes. Josh is shaving.
Yeah.
I'm just here to play fucking Giant Slayer. Spoiler. I'm here to play Spoiler. Yes. Hello. Ralph is not here today, so I have no lead in. But I'm here to talk to responsible adults over the age of 21. What? This is an ad read. Yes, Josh?
What do you have to tell us about?
Delta 8, dude. It's like weed, but it's legal in so many places. It gets you high, really high. You know how really high, Josh?
How high?
Really super duper legally high. That's right, YoDelta.com, where you can stock up on the highest quality, laboratory tested. But they all wear lab coats, Josh,
yeah.
But I make them be naked because I don't trust these hoes around the product, you know? I'm like the Nino Brown of Delta 8. Once we took over the Carter, it was the beginning of the end for us. But I'm back, baby. Yo, Delta, put some stock back in the kid again.
Whose keeper are you? Whose keeper are you?
My brothers.
Okay.
But my brother died in 1721. That's right. Oh, Josh, were you asking what is Delta 8?
Sure.
Let me drop some knowledge on you, dog. It's found in hemp, and it can legally be shipped to various states, and it gets you high. Like, shave a porn star's pussy high. Like... flick her clit with a razor high. You know, high.
A real vibration supreme high.
As she kept talking about how wet she was, it was borderline gross. I think she stuffed her own shaved pubes into her snatch. I feel a very itchy night ahead for her.
That's going to happen after this, though.
Oh, they'll get it. You'll see. You know what's
going
down.
You know what is up.
You feel me, bro. You hit that Delta 8, right? You'll see where it's going. Listen, Delta 8 works, and these products should be taken responsibly. You can tell I mean that with the utmost seriousness. Once more, YoDelta.com, the official Delta 8 sponsor of the Gas Digital Network. If you use the promo code GAS, weak shit, that means everybody gets a taste and it's not just for the vampire. That's why I still have three roommates, Josh.
Really?
Yes. I mean, my own coffin, but, you know, Steve and Rick, they're real day people too, you know? A lot of walking around and what have you. Anyway, promo code GAS at YoDelta.com. You're going to get 25% off. Trip out on that, Jews. A quarter of the price off. Gas is your promo code. Yes?
Have you ever tried Delta 8?
Have I ever not tried it, dude? What are you talking about? I remember this back when I used to be in old-timey New Orleans.
You're like Lestat?
Yes, that's what I was thinking about. I was like Lestat, but not... Josh, truth be told, I was only turned a vampire 3 years ago, and I'm from Detroit. But I figure since I'm a vampire, you know, Madonna got an English accent after a while, and no one's busting her chops. Promo code GAS at YoDelta.com for 25% off. YoDelta, home of the Delta 8 that will get you super long commercial high.
All right.
Okay. So I guess, yeah,
it's like an old Michelle Rodriguez.
Yeah.
The Fast and the Furious.
Oh, sorry, guys. My aunt didn't know company was coming.
Bush.
Hey, boys.
Bush.
Sorry, it's legal to tan like this here. What?
Bush,
you boys
Bush,
never
Bush,
seen breasts?
My hand wasn't ready.
Hey guys, sorry.
Yeah, just let me go put on a long shirt.
Honey, grab my smock from my arties.
Yeah. Do you have that giant change purse I keep my pack of soft pack cigarettes in?
Jesus. Yeah, I need my Camel unfiltered. Yeah. So what?
I don't
it's
love,
5 o'clock somewhere.
I don't use Zippos. I don't trust butane.
She looks so mad.
Yeah. What are y'all motherfuckers doing here?
Yeah, I got tan
it.
Lines.
Yeah, she's been through it.
Yeah, I made my pie for the pie contest. I'll be there in 15 minutes.
You can see my vaccination scar.
I still get the prepare shot. I'm going to say fucking Bush.
Josh, did you give yours?
Nah. I'm going to do Trimmed.
Mm.
Yes.
Mm. Josh wins.
Okay.
Great.
Cleaned house.
Keep going. Josh won the whole thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, so you get to choose.
Just beat Lucy, unless you want to go to 10.
No. Where are we at?
No.
He's at 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 8.
Mm. I thought we were going to 10.
Oh, we can.
Okay.
We get on time?
All right.
We're at 45 minutes. Yeah, we're okay.
We already got everybody's first here.
I'm going bald anyway, so we got to shave it all off.
You're going to go bald?
No, I'm going to turn it into the Riddler and make a question mark.
See, I would have done a Bobby Brown slanted high and tight.
Oh, my God.
And maybe some Gumby eyes.
Aw, that's adorable.
I'm going to write the lyrics. I'm thinking at night, I toss and turn, listen, I'm going to go.
Yeah, I was going to put every little step
yeah.
in like the video.
Oh, my God. I'm so excited.
All right, hit me with the
I even brought a little army men.
Oh, double dipping.
Oh, should I tell you?
They're both the same thing?
They're both the same thing.
Shaved. Shaped.
They both have landing strips for 4 points. For 4 points.
They are bald.
They both have landing strips. You're wrong.
Yeah. So we saw both the same thing.
Okay. So Josh and Lucy both say bald. Okay.
Yeah.
Double landing strips.
Oh, shit. Good job.
Five.
Yes.
5 points now. Back in the game. Shannon, bring up the next picture. I'm going to go first. Landing strip.
Yeah, you call it. You're gonna do a perfect game.
Playing the odds. I'm coming back, baby.
Oh,
Bush.
Oh my God, that's gonna be a mangled Bush.
Bush.
Oh my God.
Bush. You didn't have to even show it.
That girl's
you didn't
Bush.
Have to show it.
Bush, that girl's Bush still Bush. Smells like her uncle's breath.
Oh shit.
She looks like she's got punched.
She got big titties though.
She got ripe titties.
Yeah, her titties are nice. Yeah.
Jay, you're staying with landing strip?
She's 16. She's a grandma.
Yeah, he already said it. No, he said landing strip. If she's a landing strip, I'll shoot my foot off.
Well, she has earrings. Jesus.
Wow. Wait. It's slanted.
What about under her underwear? Oh.
Isn't it slanted, though? Isn't it manicured?
No.
It's still a bit
Go fuck yourself, Shannon.
No, Shannon. That's
hey,
crazy.
Be nice to Shannon.
Shannon, that is...
That's, she can't grow over man, like an appendix scar or
she
something.
She got buckwheat and a headlock.
All right, so Josh and Lucy.
Yeah, but...
I can't believe you said landing strip.
But what? What's the score now, though?
10? No, 9.
Lucy's got invested now.
Yeah, Josh has 9, Lucy has 8,
okay.
Jay has 5.
That's cool. I'm doing all right, though. I'm back in the game.
Let's
landing
go.
Strip. Landing strip. Let's see what she looks like. Landing strip.
Bush.
Oh, man. She got those Kojak titties.
Yeah. Her body looks like Mac and me. Do you have a problem bringing a picture of Mac and me? It's always when there's big nips.
Oh, God.
I don't want to go with everybody else.
Go with whatever you
what
want.
What did you say?
I said Bush.
You say Bush, too?
Yeah.
It's Bush,
well, that's crazy. You guys are going to feel pretty stupid when it's landing strip. Give me landing strip. Show me land. Jesus, fuck. Oh, my God. She opened her legs, a volleyball might fall out. There's all kinds of shit lost in there.
So Josh has 10 now.
Yeah, okay.
If so she bought a comb, if she bought a comb from a gift shop, it would break in that.
Oh, shit. So I guess, so Josh won?
Yeah.
All
that's
right.
10.
Congratulations.
Yeah, Josh, whip that smoke. Let everybody know what's up. Get a nice fine mist in here.
Can I get a pull? What the fuck? Damn.
It's just tobacco.
It's just tobacco. Do you want weed?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been doing great. So, Josh, you now get to pick the design and actually shave.
Question mark.
You're going to do a question mark.
I think I can.
Look at all the tools you have.
Yeah, those are my special scissors.
This is what you use? To change?
Yeah, yeah, or whatever is whatever scissors I have laying around.
Just any scissors?
Yeah, sometimes, yeah, because I have like...
You ever use safety scissors
no.
For a left-handy?
No.
That's how I would play it.
Okay.
If I'm going to cut my own dick hair, I'm going lefty. I want it looking crazy, like Yahoo Serious.
There's so many attachments.
Yeah, but where they're all needed.
So how do we set this up, Shannon?
So, Lucy...
Are we off the air because some other show is going live?
No. I think Aaron... No, we're good. We're good. So Lucy is going to sit on the table over there facing that second camera in the middle. And then Josh will shave her. I'll just like direct you to make sure your head isn't blocking that camera. And we'll go from there.
She's going
to
face towards the TV.
Towards the window, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, that's good. It's going to... It looks like Lainey's here as like a doting mother who's going to see her baby give birth.
I love it.
Giving birth to a Josh. Wah! Wah!
Is that,
I come on this side to go up on it.
Jay, you can help me with this too, by the way.
I lost, buddy.
I know, but you can help.
No, I'm a man of honor.
I'm giving you the permission to help, please.
Yeah, but I have to also commentate.
Bring the mic over.
The mic is, I'm here. What do you want me to do? I'll rub her shoulders while you do it. I'll make her feel calm.
This is
kind of hot. This is crazy hot. Also a new table, from what I understand. The right size.
Oh, my God,
finally.
It is a new table.
Yeah, finally the right size.
If you can just... Okay.
You want our boots off?
No.
I just want to make sure Josh is clearing the camera.
Josh, it's only camera is Josh right now.
It's just, I guess he's not in position yet.
Can you...
He's really looking at his canvas.
Yeah, I need it really, like...
Okay. Dude, you would be a great porn creep.
Oh, shit, your white claw.
No, it's fine. There's, like, nothing.
All right. So,
Josh,
I want it like.
What are you feeling? Talk me through this.
All right. So, I've never done this before. So, I'm looking at the design of how it goes. Mm-hmm. It's already kind of got the natural curve in some of the hair. So, I need to cut out around here and swoop in and tighten it. It's literally just getting rid of that and then just.
Now, talk me through your process. How are you going to attack first? Are you going
to... I got to, like, see this whole thing because I want... It needs to be
Josh,
like
Josh, do me a favor. Can you please have a rubber clip with the thing?
I'm going to try my best to be as professional as possible.
You can touch it with your hands.
Okay.
Oh, he's going in. It looks like with a toothbrush.
I don't know if this is it. This is the one. I think this is the one first.
Lieutenant, don't cut me, please.
Actually, you know what? I'm going to go super...
You should probably trim low first.
No.
Yes, and you could work with
I'm
it better.
I'm gonna go really.
I need a drink.
I got so much White Claw.
Here.
Give her that
yes,
one.
Thank you, baby. Right. Can you open this for me?
Fuck, sure. I wish I was going this way because it's easier. Fuck. All right,
yeah. Get in there. All
right.
What's the matter, you? Hey, what do you gotta do? All right, he's going.
He just
in.
Asked Josh to move his other hand.
Josh, dude, I'm trying to fucking create here, okay? You gotta let me do what the fuck I'm doing, man.
You gotta work the camera a little bit.
Where's the?
It's over there. Josh, I don't know what to do. It looks like you're trying to erase a chalkboard with a pencil eraser.
I really want to do this right, so I want
to
fucking.
I think the move is to trim it all down low first.
No, like I want to. Then I want to get the design. I guess.
Should we do this off camera and then like show the finished product?
I mean, I can edit it down in post, and then so the live listeners can kind of see the whole thing.
Okay. They're waiting for blood. They're looking for blood.
So, where'd you grow up?
Yeah, you got to do barber talk shit. Shit going on in the hood right now.
Do you want a cup of water, Josh, to like to swish it off into?
To swish it off?
No,
it's electronic.
I need a rag,
no, it goes wet or dry.
I need a rag. Definitely need a rag.
I'm on the rag. Does that help?
Do you want to use a larger clippers to get all that out?
No, I gotta create this way, man. And this is doing really well.
Doing your assistant?
This is actually doing really well.
Dylan, your barber assistant's here. I did open it, yes. Oh, fuck. Absolutely. Josh is moving in. He's making the inside of the question mark.
This is so weird.
Yes. The role that was recently reprised by Paul Dano in the Batman. Available April 19th on HBO Max everywhere.
Yeah, I'm trying.
Oh, you're doing a question mark in her skin tone.
No, I'm like going like...
I thought you were going to make the question mark in hair.
I am.
Oh, you are? Okay. Got you. Lainey, don't get in here. Everything's above board. Lainey, what are you doing here? You're supposed to be glory holing in the bathroom.
Do you need a towel?
We got it. We're good.
No, no, no. Josh came in his pants. It's fine. He's fine.
So,
yeah, a little light talk.
How's your family? How'd you get into porn?
Weird back-to-back questions. Okay.
My family's doing.
Hey, you got any kids? You ever get fucked by a relative?
That's my knowledge.
Thank God. Who knows behind that glory hole?
I mean, that's kind of exciting.
I don't know if that's the right answer, but it was the best answer. Bobby got so hard he almost turned your chair around with his dick.
Ow.
Sorry.
Dylan keeps finding a reason to come in, and he's not wrong.
Oh, I'll keep finding reasons. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you.
Do you need another drink?
No, I'm okay. Sure. Do you have a... Water. But I tell you what, when you're done, you could rake up all this pubes and then put them in bags.
Gently. It's seasoned.
Sorry. Oh, I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
Oh,
Jesus sorry. Christ.
I was like doing it like I was...
Like you're doing your face.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Give it a scrub, you weirdo. Josh, you're doing great. I don't know if you're doing great, but you're not doing bad. I see what you're doing.
Yeah. My boyfriend's coming to pick me up later, so I can't wait to show him this.
I think you should have done a bigger razor. I think you chose the wrong thing.
Yeah, I told him that.
I'm able to like really like get the places that I want to.
All right, picture pages. Do your thing. It's time to use your pussy and your pencil. Damn, no one remembers picture pages. Shannon, fuck you. You're old enough to know picture pages.
I don't know that.
Shannon, have you ever shaved anything in your pussy hair?
No. I just take it all off.
Just bald?
Yeah.
Never a landing strip?
Mm-mm.
Never a triangle? Nothing?
No. Should I?
Yeah.
I mean, no one sees it. It doesn't really matter.
Yeah, but it wouldn't look sexy to you sometimes?
Maybe.
Yeah.
What should I do?
A thick-ish rectangle.
I don't like a lot of hair, though.
Not a lot. Low. Yeah.
Okay.
But just up. I bet it's very dark hair. You have olive skin. It'll look great.
Okay.
Hey, it from this guy.
That, good? Yeah,
maybe I can't tell if your pussy's bald or not by eyeing you up. Okay. But I can tell you what would look good on your pussy.
I should have made you guess.
This is so interesting.
I think we've had the conversation before.
Probably.
But yeah.
I'm going to, I hate getting waxed because I feel like it's
Have you ever shaved
torture.
A pussy before?
Oh, she can't.
You asking me?
Yeah, I'm asking you.
No.
And so I'm going to.
Do I suck?
No, it's just kind of hot.
Jake, Josh can hear me though.
Yeah, I can. I can hear you.
He just talked over you anyway.
Yes, I can
what
hear.
A
I just
hole.
Don't care.
What a jerk off.
She's asking me questions.
I'm
Mom.
Sorry.
That's hilarious. While you were talking, we stopped because you can't hear us, so it's not your fault.
Oh my bad.
No, it's not your fault at all, Josh. I thought the same thing with Josh, but he can totally hear. He just ignored her. What a dick.
Fucking a piece of shit.
I gotta be honest. I gotta say, the question mark is coming along much better than I thought it was gonna come along. He's not doing bad.
That's what those two little doodads. Wait.
By the way, do you like to shit her boyfriend's gonna pick her up? Is to be like, get it done already. Josh. I don't like how you're getting with those scissors at all.
I'm so scared.
You're going really diagonal on them. I don't know if your vision's bad, but that was not the right angle to hold it. That was dangerous as shit.
Yeah, they're kind of sharp.
Dude, you were like, yeah, dude, that was crazy what you just did.
I think it's fine. It's okay. Go ahead.
I'm being very careful.
Okay.
Yeah.
Don't scare her.
You scared me. We're liable, dude. We don't have a fucking fleet of... We don't have a fleet of lawyers on retainer for all of our pussy-related injuries.
What if it turns out that I do a really good job at this, and then
I start a boutique out of your house?
I'll take photos of it and let everyone know you did this masterpiece. I'm gonna take photos of it.
Let me give you his mom's email address.
That's my boy.
That's my boy.
We were always good at pubic shaving.
So do I need to, like, put like a, I need a little, like a little space between, like a question mark goes like, shh, and then there's like a space, and then there's
No, the dot's her butthole. You're almost done. You just got to finish that curve in the back.
I just wish you would have let it grow.
I know. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
I'm sorry.
No,
Daddy.
This is your job. Like, it's, you gotta, yeah. It's gotta look, yeah. Dude, if we could have just given you another like 3 weeks, I could have really, I could have permed it.
Do you want to wait until all grows back and then I'll call you and you can do it again?
Jay. These are crazy conversations.
We're having fun here, dude.
I know.
Yeah? So, is that a yes?
I feel like I should start shaving Bobby.
Is that a yes?
Josh, she's trying to meet you for another pussy shaving.
Yes, we can meet.
If her boyfriend likes it.
No, he doesn't give a fuck.
No, I mean, if he likes the shaving.
It? Oh, who cares? I like it. Who cares what he likes?
She wants. She's a grown woman.
Yeah.
Josh Sunflower. I like it.
I'll be connected to her.
Josh Adams
now.
Sunflower.
Yeah.
I can see the invitation now.
A man has never shaved me before. This is the first time.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just very beautiful. It's very intimate.
It's. I feel like
I'm. And I'm really turned
creepy
on.
Creepy guy with a camera
like,
in the
like
corner.
I'm like severely turned on right now. It's like.
Nuh-uh. Are you crazy wet? Shut up, Bobby. Put a fist in there. For the show.
Yeah, I'm pretty wet.
Be careful. You don't want to stuff loose hairs into your pussy. That's gonna itch like a bitch later.
I think I'll be okay.
Hey, you know your pussy better than me. Oh, Josh, take it down the lip. Just get the back of the thing.
It tickles.
Oh, Josh, if we weren't here right now, he'd be going, ah,
yeah. Like, is that good? Oh, it's making it move a little bit. I noticed one of your lips quivered a little bit over there. Am I hitting the spot? Is this your spot, girl? Oh,
oh, you know you like it when I do a little. Oh, do a little. There you go.
Unlock the mystery of your sweet pussy. Your pussy like a Hellraiser box.
Does it turn you on when I go against the grain?
How? I'm going to save a Z in this motherfucker like Vanilla Ice's eyebrows.
I need moisturizer.
I think I'm almost done.
No, yeah. Josh, she was asking you to come on her, dude. Do you even get innuendo?
Dude, you made me fuck up, dude.
Bobby, give me some moisturizer. You know what I'm saying? Hit me with that load, dude.
Oh, wow.
Break me off, man. Yeah. You see my elbows ashy as shit? All right, now I can clean Bobby, you see my elbows bent ashy?
Do it.
They bent ashy. Yeah. Give her the loche. Put it down, dude.
Oh, actually, no. I could probably use the razor at this point.
Yeah. I mean, where we're at now at this point, for sure. Get the straight razor out. You want to sharpen it on some leather?
Oh, my God, nah. Don't use a straight shaver.
No. He's great. He's like a surgeon with this thing.
Sorry. Does it hurt?
No, it just feels weird.
Weirdly good. She's falling in love with you, dude. Josh Adam Myers, pussy barber.
So hot.
I knew you'd find your thing. She's soaking wet, dude. She's going to squirt on you.
No, I mean, I could if like... Yeah.
No, you couldn't.
Right now?
You totally couldn't do that.
You're fucking ready.
You totally couldn't squirt on Josh. That's crazy.
Yeah, I'll call you.
This is what
you're
my
gonna
job
you're going to squirt over the phone like Freddy Krueger?
I am the William... What is his name? I am the Warren Beatty. This is my shampoo.
Dude, she fucking loves Warren Beatty references. Huge Warren Beatty reference. Hey, you know that 90-year-old guy that it may be dead? Actually, I don't even know. Josh is changing heads now of the Clippers.
Now we're going to shave it down.
Oh, time to get in. Time to party now.
Wait, let me know if this hurts because this is like, yeah, this is going to be really shaved there.
Oh, no, that feels great.
Now we're talking. What is the mystery of your pussy? HPV?
Well, I got a pap smear earlier, so I'll let
HPV,
you know.
Mystery solved. No, I got this question mark for nothing. No, if you don't have HPV, you're not even cool. Don't worry about it.
I feel like everyone gets HPV at least once.
Fucking Josh is patient zero. He's got so many.
That feels so good.
Yeah, dude, get in there. Good thing you're not shaving her butthole. We want her to loosen up and release. Evacuate. Oh, did you mess with the back?
No, it just seemed like it was. It's like the razor felt like it sucked up part of her lip. It was like.
No, I'm good. Pulling on it. I'm okay.
Ooh. You're putting your lip on a vacuum? Now look, now when you finish up, her butthole's the dot now at the bottom.
Ah.
Sorry.
It's okay.
Wait, she loves it, too. Here. Let me get a little.
Oh, okay. Yeah, now you're just being being fancy.
I want this to be good, Jay.
No, this is good.
He worked very hard for these points.
Now at the end, Josh is going to give you a little bandana to put around your neck.
Do you have any Old Spice?
Oh, no, I'm bleeding.
Oh, great.
He cut me.
Oh, real nice.
I'm so sorry.
Ralph Lee's telling me start cutting bitches. I knew it was going to happen.
You got to kiss it all better.
Just a note Josh. From Lainey. Lucy's boyfriend
Josh,
is here.
Kiss
yeah.
So that's where you cut it.
Oh, no, I was going below that.
She asked you to kiss it. Her boyfriend's here, and his name's Frank, and he's at the door, and he's pretty pissed.
Wait, does he know we're doing this?
No.
Great.
I'm going to let him know.
Well, he's waiting in the car.
Who cares?
Lainey's saying to kind
of
we
have a very open relationship.
Oh, if you want to know, she says, who cares? And Josh says, don't be gay. Let me finish.
Yeah. I'll relay that.
So you're not going to kiss it all better?
Well, yeah, Josh, I can't believe you're not even going to kiss it all better, dude.
Yeah, I really do have a cut. Like,
that's crazy fucked up. That's
I'm
like so,
so
fucked up you don't kiss it better.
I'm so sorry.
I can't. Dude. Dude.
Consent, dude. I'm, you know.
She's begging for
consent?
It.
Consent? I'm telling you to.
She's what? Ordering you to.
Wow. Do you have, like, are you married or something?
To the sweet lady of comedy.
Yeah, she's great. She's fabulous.
I'm so sorry. Do you need?
No, he's not seeing anybody at all. He's questioning his sexuality,
though.
Maybe
he just doesn't like me.
No, I love you.
You know what? I'll be honest with you. I'll tell you this right now. I think it's you. No, I'm joking.
Okay. It's not the first time. It's been me.
No one ever just says it to him. Oh, don't stop. Get it. Wash your mouth, doo-doo brown.
Okay, so this is, they finished? Wait,
hang on.
I'm sorry.
You poked me.
Jesus fucking Christ, Josh.
Stop.
Josh, you need glasses or something, dude. Why are you doing this?
No, don't hold it that way. Hold it the other way.
See? Hold I'm giving you a labia plastic.
Hold it that way, yeah.
Keep these on ice for me.
Yeah, like that. Oh, my God.
Would you like to save your bat wings? Tuck them inside.
God damn.
Who knew you were going to be so
thorough? Don't worry. I got it.
I am worried. You already cut me.
Your arm's in the way, Josh.
I don't.
Oh, my goodness.
This is crazy what you're doing. You're not even doing like this part. You're almost hurting her to not do what you're trying to do.
I'm doing exactly what I want to do, dude.
No, you want to take some of that length down is what you wanted to do.
No, I just don't think it. I like.
You're not seeing it with the butthole, dude. The butthole's the point.
Where are the clippers then?
No, you don't need to clip anymore.
What?
There's like a trimmer.
Her boyfriend's in the car waiting. Lainey's already come to say speed it up. And no, we're having a hard time not explaining that she's getting her pussy shaved by some dude who keeps vaping in front of the cameras.
You didn't get the right side.
Josh, it looks like you're fucking pulling your dick out on the camera.
Everybody chill the fuck out, dude.
Josh came in on one, dude. He's all hopped up on shaving box. There you go. Now we're talking turkey.
Right. You just blew smoke in my face.
I'm so sorry.
You are crazy. Oh yeah, you cut her. You fucking smoked her out.
So sorry.
Well, this is what you get when
you have my vape now.
This is what happens when you want to fuck guys from the gym. I wouldn't treat you like that. I wouldn't have farted in front of you and then cut your pussy and blew smoke in your face. You know what? But that's just not the guy I am.
Yeah,
I'm different.
I'm sorry you didn't win.
No, it's okay.
Jay, just out of curiosity, what shape would you have shaved?
I don't know exactly. Some sort of like a looping around line. Something I would try to go something pretty artistic.
Done.
Maybe like the DNA. DNA.
I like the length here.
I like
like
it too.
A COVID thing.
I really like the length above your clit.
Oh, mm-hmm. That's what my hairdresser says when they fuck shit up. They say they like it better that way.
I like it too.
Oh my God, I know you came in looking for red hair, but I do see, honest to God, like the blue purple is actually better. Will you do that on me? Are you going to do each individual hair, Josh? We don't have time for this, dude. The show is over. Her boyfriend's outside. You're cut. You're don't slicing her snatch up like a goddamn like a deli ham.
Sorry, that tickles. Ooh.
Now he's just working her clit. He's just being a fuck right now. You're being a little dirtbag.
You like it when I shave you?
I do, actually. Yeah, this is great.
Oh, man. She is going to suck her
for
boyfriend
$19.99, you can subscribe to my OnlyFans, where I shave pussies from girls around the world.
Just know, next time you glory hole, one of those dicks is going to be Josh.
It'll
be
so me. Excited.
I am
I
a glory
so.
Hole.
If
would,
you wonder, he's
I
the
would
one
love
who's
to jo- I would love
five
to
inches,
suck his dick.
6 inches long by six inches.
I want to suck your dick.
Would you?
Yeah, fuck yeah. Hell yeah.
Thank you, love.
You're welcome.
Josh, please do the right side.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
You haven't made the back of the thing. It's taking forever.
Yeah.
I know what you're saying, Shannon. He hasn't made the back of the thing.
The lower right side.
This right here?
Down. Yes.
Make it come in so you have a question mark. It's just a sickle right now. You've been avoiding that spot to keep doing this for 4.5 fucking hours.
I'm in the zone, bro.
The Blurone zone?
I'm in the fucking zone.
You're going to suck Josh's dick while your boyfriend waits?
Maybe another time.
Aww.
Nice.
Yeah.
Aww.
A follow-up episode.
Yeah. I'd love to see love. And I think this is it. I mean, this boyfriend's pretty cool, I'm sure. I mean, he's waiting for you to get your pussy shaved by a guy. You're trying to suck his dick, but...
Yeah. We have a really great thing going on.
How long have you been with him?
Not long.
Is he black?
No.
Okay, that's at least scary.
Hispanic, does he shave your pussy?
No, he's never done that. But maybe I'll ask him to shave the rest off.
Is he Latino?
No.
Nah, he's going to erase your work. He's going to shake your Etch-A-Sketch. Fuck you, dude.
We're almost there. Tell the guy just to hold tight.
Really? He'll wait.
He's fine.
He'll wait.
He's double parked in a Mazda. Real nice, Josh. Mazda? He's double parked in a Mazda. All right, guys, we'll be right back. We have Foo Fighters tonight, and after these words.
All right, I think we're ready. Let me just shave it down a little bit. Let me just shave this.
And then the butthole's the dot.
I feel pretty good about this.
You didn't do bad. You didn't do bad. You dwelled.
Someone just rang the bell to come in.
Here he is. This is where I die.
Please let him in.
He's like, yeah, well, I'm here to pick up Julia. What the fuck? Ow. I'm sorry, love.
I can't believe you've injured her more than once on this.
I'm trying my best. You forget. It's just like...
What do you forget?
It's very sensitive areas.
If you're getting lip for no reason.
Because it's also vibrating, so it feels really good.
If your
good.
Boyfriend walks in while you're soaking Josh with squirt...
Soak me with squirt.
You oh my can God.
Soak me with squirt.
Frank, hold him back.
If you steal my sunshine.
Lainey's trying to cover the entire screen out there. She goes, no, she's in the bathroom, I think. Josh?
It's not her boyfriend. It was food delivery.
Nice. What do we get?
It is still him. I brought you samosas, motherfucker. Josh.
I think we're good.
I mean.
Josh.
Yeah. No, I'm not. I just want it to be. I want it to be like that.
Yeah, no. It looks great. He wiped the excess hair.
I'm not fingering her. Like, I'm trying to actually cut and do a good job.
I haven't gotten this used to seeing a girlfriend's pussy before.
I also just want to keep it clean. I thought, like, the best thing.
Yeah.
She's not going to leave it like this for weeks.
I'll just leave it. Until I have a shoot or something.
Why so serious?
And the butthole's a dot. You did it. Then, Bobby, if you could take a picture, please. Did you get me in the back?
Yes, I did.
What a family we are. All right, let's go around and give the plugs. Besides Josh, what do you plug in there? Lucy and Flower?
Me?
Yeah.
You can find me on Twitter, Platino Queen, and you can find me also on allmylinks.com/sunflowerlucy. So it's my name just reversed. And you can find my Instagram, my Twitter, my OnlyFans, and all of my porn clips and all fun press releases about me and what I'm up to. Blah, blah, blah.
Fuck yeah. Joshua.
at Josh Adam Myers on all social media. JoshAdamMyers.com for all my tour dates. I'm doing a lot of festivals. Ooh. I have a podcast called The 500. Listen to it. Don't listen to it.
Cool. But, nice ad. Good ad.
But also, hey, I'm done.
What the fuck is happening? Shannon?
I did it on purpose.
You can follow me on Instagram at ShannonLee6982. Listen to my podcast, The Thing Is Ding. We talk about bad dates, fighting, and ghosts. We have all sorts of interesting guests come on, musicians, comedians, porn stars, reality TV stars, and they tell their personal stories about their worst date experience, a time they got into a street fight, and an experience with the paranormal.
Hell yeah. Ooh. Lucy, do you believe in ghosts, spooky specters?
Ooh. Sometimes.
Sometimes.
Yeah, depends.
Okay. Do you? Well, that's the enigma that is Lucy Sunflower's question mark, Lucy. Young Dill?
Guys, you can follow me at Dylan J. Negri on Instagram and Twitter, and go check out my podcast, Doped Up and Dying, anywhere you find podcasts.
You can find Dylan hosting for me this weekend at Bananas Comedy Club in Rutherford, New Jersey.
Nice.
What? Yes. Hell yeah. Justin Silver going to be working with me this Friday and Saturday. Then I leave Sunday, everybody. Nashville, Tennessee, the Kid Rock Comedy Jam on Monday. We're doing Bonfire live from the studios down there in Nashville, me and Dan both.
Is Dan going to be there too?
Yeah,
nice.
Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, we're doing the Comedy Jam from Kid Rock's bar, which sounds like it's going to be roll. Awesome. And then Wednesday night, I'm doing the Ryman Auditorium with Ari Shaffir. We're doing the storytelling show out there. Then going Thursday, right to Moon Tower Festival. Thursday night, I'll give Dan his plug, man. He's doing the Paramount Theater Thursday night.
So I'm opening
check him
for
out
him.
There. Hell yeah. So go check out him and Josh. And Friday night, we're doing Bonfire Live show from Antone, 7 p.m. And I'm doing two episodes of The Worst down there. Not episodes, but two shows of The Worst down there. And then the following weekend, I'll be in L.A. for the Netflix Festival. The Netflix is a joke festival where I'll also be doing comedy jams with Josh, I believe.
Yes.
Wait, what date is that? Sorry to interrupt. What date is that?
Netflix, I'm there Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Is it 28, 29?
I'll be in L.A. too. 30.
So my jams are earlier, so I can do all the shows with you.
Okay.
That being said, it's going to rule. Come to see Jay in L.A. Watch him be uncomfortable. We'll meet you at the Arby's on...
Yeah, Cuenca. Let's meet up in L.A.
Let's go meet up at the Arby's. Fuck yeah.
Yeah, let's do it.
Fuck yeah. We're Cali girls.
Let's I love do
Arby's. God, I love Arby's.
I know you do.
I've never eaten at Arby's.
Oh.
You're not missing anything except...
I know.
Arby's
got the
meat.
Have you ever had diarrhea before?
Yeah.
It's kind of like that.
I'm excited.
You're nice, dude. What has Arby's done to you?
Everything.
Big J Comedy for all my dates. Of course, The Bonfire 5 days a week. Faction Talk, Sirius XM 103, and Legion of Skanks podcast right here. And I also announced on the other show I'm going to be shooting my hour special at Skankfest in October out in Las Vegas. I'm going to be filming my 1 hour special.
Really?
Yeah.
Congrats, man. That's awesome. Yeah. You're not going to do Philly?
No, I want to do it in Philly the way I want to do it, and I couldn't. I couldn't. It was too much they were asking. I didn't have like a Netflix or anything behind it. I'm self-producing.
This will be
it,
great.
So
this is that's
I'm
your
gonna
audience.
Do it
at the
You're place where where it's going to be fucking amazing at Skankfest Vegas. Which again, congrats to Christine, Lewis, and Rebecca Trent. Skankfest Vegas tickets sold out. 17 minutes of being on sale. Thousands of tickets.
And the all access ones. Two
all
minutes.
Access sold out in 2 minutes.
Easy.
Yeah, it's fucking. It's.
It's a
amazing.
Thing, dude. It's a real thing.
It's an amazing
thing. They fucking did it.
Fuck yeah.
And then the jam shows up and
slaughters every time. And three, I think, trying to do jam more than once this time.
Oh, God, dude. No, we're doing three. That's a lot. That's a lot.
It's great, dude.
The first one's going to be the wildest thing we've ever done. Mm-hmm. Somebody's going to die by the third one.
By the third one, yes.
Josh Adamyers is not responsible for any deaths had by a juggalo at Skankfest.
Ralph, we'll have Ralph back next week.
Yes.
I won't be here.
Right.
And then I'll catch you guys next week after that.
A song.
Oh, a song of the week. Let's see. Let's do Bush. Let's do a song by Bush.
Do Mouth or Swallowed. Do Swallowed.
That's fine. We'll do Swallowed by Bush. Ralph, of course, is a Good Sugar podcast on some network. He does other stuff. You can catch him running. And something. He owns the network and does... Ralph Sutton. I am Ralph Sutton, I think, on a couple social media things. And the wellness, health and wellness. It's number 565 in wellness podcasts.
Juice Man and the Monster.
Juice Man and the Monster. Juice Man and the Monster. Not to be mistaken by SDR Show, which I'm being told is in the top 15,000 podcasts. So we're waiting for our placard.
Yes!
We'll catch you guys next time on the SDR Show later this week.
You've been listening to the SDR Show.